Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yes. Are you the one that I could check on being a caregiver?
Yeah, this is a home care agency. Are you trying to be someone's caregiver?
Yes, my son.
Okay, how old is your son?
Well, how old are you, Tim? 45.
Okay, and is he on Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay, has he ever had services in the past, or will this be his first time applying?
This will be his first.
Okay. And he has his Medicaid ID number, so I can check to see if he's eligible for the referral?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, let's get you guys all squared up, okay? Give me 1 second, all right?
Okay. Hey, she said just a minute, she's doing something. Hello?
All right, what's your son's first and last name?
I do pay my spend down every month.
Has he met his spend down?
I pay my spend down every month.
He pays it every month.
How old is he?
45.
Okay. What's his first and last name?
Timothy Bates.
B-A-T-E-S?
Yes.
Timothy's date of birth?
1/31/81.
That's my dad's birthday. Hi. All right.
1/31/1981.
All right. And what's his address?
27.
Hang on. He'll give it to you.
It's 2783 South Meadowlark Avenue.
How do you spell Meadowlark?
M.
Is it Meadow, M-E-A-D-O-W?
It's M-E-A-D-O-W-L-A-R-K Avenue.
Oh, I had that totally wrong. Okay.
Yeah, so it's 2783 South Meadowlark Avenue, Springfield, Missouri, 65807-588.
What county are you in?
Greene County.
And what's your MoHealth Net ID number?
It is 6285-1460. And it'll show a spend down, but I pay the spend down every month.
Okay. And what's a good number to reach you, Mr. Timothy?
It's 417-693-1079.
So that's 417-693-1079.
Yep, that's it.
And do you have an apartment number?
No, the duplex.
Okay. Are you on the first floor or last?
I'm on the first floor. Well, they're identical. It's like an upstairs and then there's a downstairs.
Okay.
You need my mom back?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, and what's your name?
Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, R-E-D-D-I-X.
And a good number to reach you, Teresa?
It's 417-812-4784.
Okay, great. I'm going to check to see if he has the eligibility codes, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold, all right? Please hold.
Okay.
All right, it's looking like he has the eligibility code to submit the referral, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to prep you for the call. Can you put me on speakerphone so Mr. Timothy can know what exactly what's happening, what we're doing?
Yes, I got your speaker on.
What we're going to do basically today is knock on the stage doors, okay? We're going to let them know who you are and that you are in need of home care services.
Okay.
The agency that's going to hire you and assist your son onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. That's Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay. I couldn't remember that.
Is my mom going to be taking care of me, right?
Yeah, she's going to be the one that's going to be assigned to handle your care. That's called the CPS program. Write that acronym down because you're going to need it. It's
okay.
Short for Consumer Direct Support.
All right, hold on a second. I need to get your pen, baby.
Not here. Here.
Hey, ma'am, can you repeat that back slowly so I can write it down?
Yep. CDS program. That's short for Consumer Direct Support. CDS. CDS program.
Like Charlie, David, Sierra?
Consumer Direct Support. CDS.
Okay, yeah. All right, I got that.
That is the program that allows you to hire your mom so she can be your attendant.
Okay.
And what took me an hour?
We don't know yet because we have to get him approved.
Okay.
Timothy, how do you spell the street name again? It's not coming up on Google.
It's M-E-A-D O-W L-A-R-K Avenue.
So it's Meadowlark
Avenue.
Okay, now it's populating. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, let's start from the beginning, okay, because we're jumping all over the place, okay? So let's write down the agency's information first so I don't lose you guys, okay? So the agency that's going to assist Timothy onto services, like I said, and hire you, Therese, is called Deluxe Home Care. The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. That's
2508. Okay, I got 314-501-2508.
You got it. And the off, that's my main number. And my office number is the same number but ends in 00. So
okay.
314-501-2500. That's the main office number.
Okay. 501. What was the last part?
2500. And Timothy, your birthday is 1981, right? 1981?
Yes.
Okay, can I get your social, please?
562-692-465.
Okay. Now I want you to write down the CDS information. So we're knocking on the stage doors. You're going to introduce yourself. Good afternoon. My name is Timothy. I am in need of home care services. You're going to stop, wait for the state specialist to catch up to what you're asking. They're going to look you up in the system. I'm going to prompt your Medicaid ID into the queue. Once she gets on the line, you have to confirm it along with any other questions that she asks you. She's going to ask you for your date of birth, your address, your marital status, your living arrangements. They're going to ask if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, dangerous weapons in or inside of the home, any gang-related activities, vicious pets. The answer is no to all of that. All right?
All right.
They're going to ask you, what do you need help around the house with? You need help with everything. Cooking, cleaning, medication reminders, prepping your food, taking you grocery shopping, doing your laundry, all right? What are your disabilities? Disabilities are things you've been medically, clinically diagnosed with. So when they ask you, what are your disabilities, you need to name things you are clinically diagnosed with. For example, cancers, diabetes, COPDs, arthritis, rheumatoid. What are your disabilities, sir?
I'm a diabetic. I had my pancreas and spleen taken out.
Okay.
And there's a home health that comes out like for an hour each like three times a week. They come out for like less than an hour or less to change just to change my bandages, but then they're gone.
That's a nurse.
Huh?
She's a nurse. That's a nurse that comes out.
Yeah, it's just a nurse. Yeah, it's just a nurse that comes out.
Okay. So what we're going to do basically today is we're going to let the state know that you're in need of home care services and your mom is going to be your attendant. It's called the CDS program. Timothy, only answer questions you're asked, okay? So we can speed this along, all right? If you need a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals, tell them not at this time because your mom can get paid, you know, to sort your meds or help you sort your meds, all right?
All right.
Do you have any questions?
No.
They're going to ask you if you have a provider. Provider is just another word for agency. You're going to tell them yes, and you're going to give them the deluxe home care info that I just had you write down.
Deluxe home care.
That's the agency that's going to hire your mom, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and we're going to get the state on the line, okay?
Okay.
So good afternoon. My name is Timothy Bates. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I need the CDS program. You wait, you stop, all right? Let them ask you questions. All right, please hold while I get to a state specialist on the line. Please hold.
Okay. That's what you needed.
I know my nurse is right there.
But you can do that right.
Important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request.
Thank you.
for calling Home and Community Services. This is Alyssa.
Yes, this is Timothy Bates. I'm in need of CDS services.
All right. And what is a good callback number if you get disconnected?
417-693-1079.
And could you please give me your date of birth?
01/31/1981.
Okay. Let me take a look here. All right. So I do see where you have Medicaid and your spend down has been paid for this month.
Yes, I paid every month, okay. Ma'am.
And before going further, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment for as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those of someone accepted into a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've explained?
No. So someone come out to the house?
Yeah. So what will happen is I will get a referral submitted for you today, and within the next 15 business days, an assessor is going to reach out to schedule a time to come to your home and complete the assessment.
Okay.
All right. And is your primary language English?
Yes.
Are you married, never married, widowed, or divorced?
No, I'm married.
And do you live with anyone?
I live with my wife and my three kids.
And does anyone else in the home receive home care services?
No, ma'am.
All right. And then what is your, is the phone number you gave me your primary phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any other numbers you would like to list?
No.
What is your current address?
It's 2783 South Meadowlark Avenue.
And what city is that in?
Springfield.
And the zip code?
65807-5588.
And what county is that in?
Green.
All right. And do you have any special communication needs, such as reading, writing, hearing, or vision?
No. I got to wear hearing aids, but I can't find them.
Okay. And then since we're going to be sending a state assessor out, I do have some safety questions to ask. Do you live in a safe neighborhood?
Yes,
is there
ma'am.
Any known illegal drug activity?
No.
Do you have a history of violent behavior?
No, ma'am.
Is your home structurally safe and accessible?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any contagious or infectious diseases?
No, ma'am.
Are there any vicious animals in your home?
Any what?
Vicious animals.
No.
Any weapons?
No,
and
ma'am.
Any pest infestations like bed bugs, fleas, or mites?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what are your primary medical conditions?
I'm a diabetic, type 1 diabetic. Well, type 3C, but I'm considered a type 1 diabetic. I had my spleen and my pancreas removed. Okay. And I got mental illness problems.
Okay. All right. And then have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No. And my wife did, but she got an honorable discharge.
Okay.
A dishonorable discharge, so that didn't really count.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you had said you wanted consumer directed services. With that program, you do have to have your own caregiver. You hire, fire, train your own caregiver as you wish, and it can be an immediate family member.
Okay, I plan to have my mom be my caregiver.
Okay, perfect. If you ever run into a situation where you don't have your own caregiver, we do have another program called In-Home Services, and that is where an agency can supply you with a caregiver.
Okay.
Do you need assistance with hands-on personal care, such as getting in and out of the shower?
Oh, yeah.
What about essential transportation, like someone running errands for you?
Yeah, because I can't drive.
Okay. Do you need help with household cleaning related tasks?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you be interested in adult daycare?
It
is where they pick you up and drop you off. It is good for socialization.
No, I'm interested
okay.
in that.
What about meal preparation? Do you need help with that?
Yes, ma'am.
And we also have Sorry. We also have medication management where a nurse would come to your home and set up your meds for you.
Well, my meds, my wife does my meds, but I have to be reminded to take my meds, like my insulin and all that stuff.
Okay. And what about correspondence, like help going through your mail or paperwork?
No, I don't need help with that.
Do you have a legal guardian?
A legal guardian. No.
And are you currently in a hospital or a facility?
No, ma'am.
All right. And then do you know what agency you would like to hire your caregiver?
Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Either Deluxe Home Care or CDS.
All right. That is all the information I need from you today. So now within the next 15 business days, an assessor is going to reach out to schedule time to come to your home. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'm going to get you over to a recorded line, and that will explain the next steps in the process.
Okay,
thank you for calling. I'm transferring you now.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select hire, train, and supervise your caregiver, you or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties?